Okay, how about this listener DM? Should I tell my fiance the truth about two of our wedding guests? So, and if you ever have a message for us, well, you know, we obviously pledge anonymity. We don't just throw your name out there, you know, if it's something personal or potentially dramatic. But we love diving into your lives. I mean, come on, you dive into ours. Let's, you know, keep it even.
Yeah.
So message
Open
us
door
on
policy.
Right, right. Whatever. And it could be about anything. So here's what it says. We are getting married in June. I'm realizing now there could be a potentially awkward situation. In the past, I had been with, intimately, two of the wedding guests. Both were before my fiance and I met, but he doesn't know. My best friend and my maid of honor does know. We were having some wine together the other night, and she asked if my husband knows. She thought I should tell him just in case anyone mentions anything or makes a comment. I wouldn't want him to be caught off guard. But I'm also thinking, should I just leave it in the past? It doesn't matter. The chances of anything coming up are pretty low. Should I tell him?
I think I would, too.
I just think if you reverse the roles and when it comes to who your partner is and anyone else who's been intimate with them, it feels like... You know, that's like an exclusive club.
Correct.
And if you don't know who's in the club and another club member is going to be around, especially on a big day for you, I'd much rather know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, well, okay, now I'm going to play devil's advocate. But at the same time, could it make him unnecessarily uncomfortable?
It might be in the presentation. Like, she could just be like, sweetie, this is probably not a big deal. You probably don't even want to know or need to know, but there are going to be a couple of guys that I did have relationship with back in the past. They're going to be at the wedding, and I just want full disclosure here. And you know, you mean the world to me, all that kind of stuff. It could just be in the presentation, and he'll probably just be like, okay, you know?
Yeah. I mean, but well, let's say hypothetically, let's say then he says, well, I really don't want them to be at our wedding then. This is kind of supposed to be about us.
Oh, boy. You know, I mean, they're not at the wedding party. I mean, you could clip them.
Right. Well.
But she said it's her best friend?
No. She said my best, we were, let me see, my best friend and my maid of honor does know about these two guys.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, yeah,
I mean, don't you think
tell
it's just better to be honest than not? You got to live by that rule, right? Like, that's just one of those.
Yes. And for me, I always think, for me, in relationships, I would always rather know than be the one who doesn't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like with your partner especially, you know, who's supposed to be your number one. If you're not in on something that other people are in on, that doesn't feel right.
No, it doesn't.
Right.
So, like, you're getting off on the wrong foot here. You need to, you know.
Right. Just
clean slate it.
Full disclosure. And, and you know what? Honestly, in my take, maybe this isn't what everyone thinks, but I think if the husband then says, well, it kind of makes me uncomfortable, you know, then I would say, well, first of all, okay, is there anyone at the wedding who I should know about?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
If we're going to start crossing people off the list. But also, if it's really going to make you uncomfortable, it is supposed to be our day and the two most important people there are you and me.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't make you comfortable, then we need to either address that and talk it out and find a way to make it comfortable or out of respect for, you know, you being my number one.
Sure. We can eliminate them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or she could be like, you know, but I chose you because you're much better than both of they were.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Don't worry, honey. I like yours a lot better than either of theirs.
Exactly. And that'll cheer them up.
Right? There you go. You know what? Let me ask this question. And this could be, I'm casting out my drama line, my drama fishing line, okay? Now, fishing for a little bit of drama. Okay, just seeing what I can catch. Anyone listening attend a wedding, or maybe it was your wedding, where an unexpected piece of drama came out? Like, you learned something that you didn't know before. Hmm. And maybe in a way that made that wedding that much more memorable. 792-6278, or if you want to text us anonymously, type topic as the first word of your text and text to 77,000. Okay?
Yeah,
I'm just thinking that
there's going to be some good stories out there.
Something slips out sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
792-6278, or you can message us on Instagram or Facebook, whatever, and obviously we'll keep it all anonymous if that's how you prefer. 792-6278. What little piece of drama trickled out at a wedding?